there are things which have not been fulfilled by the mediators. First of all, we were invited as a movement, as a party, and for that reason, we have the same right, just like any other person invited to this forum.
What kind of same respect and privileges are you talking about? How are you treated?
The first movement or parties who join here were given 4 to 5 members as participants in the process. And for some
you mean,
of us,
you mean they were allowed to bring 4 to 5 members?
Yes, 4 to 5 members of their parties to come and take part in the negotiation. And yet some of us were invited, either 1 or 2. And in that case, we are not able to address all the challenges because the peace negotiation is a big program.
Baraka, let me just take you back a bit. You were saying that other groups were given opportunity to bring 5 to 6 members, but you were not given that. Could that be because you are the only member of your group?
We actually came here as 2 people. We came here as
and
2
where,
people.
And where are the rest?
Two members of our party. We made a request, official request to the mediation to process other members of the Patriot Resistance Movement, including our military representative, to take part in the ongoing talk, besides that, they are in picture. But this thing is not being taken care of, and with urgency.
How are the mediators responding to your request that you want more of your group to be at the talks? How are they responding?
They have been telling us that their budget constraints that is affecting them, and that they told us that they will respond timely and as soon as they get funds, which has dragged on for the last 3 weeks that we have been here.
I cannot speak for the mediators, neither can I speak for the other groups that have more members there. Would you not consider this as an opportunity for you to discuss the issues of South Sudan with the other groups, as opposed to calling for more people?
As I stated earlier, we are not an exception. If that was the general rule, we could have not complained or even forward a request in that regard. But because we know properly that other members, other parties are having more privileges than others, and this is a matter to address once and for all.
Given the fact that the mediator is telling you that due to budgetary concerns, they're not able to bring everybody on board, what are you going to do next?
Well, that's fine, but we also want the elements of justice and equality.
You are demanding for more when you already have an opportunity to be on the table to speak about the issues of South Sudan. The optics is like you're running away from the real issue and asking for something.
John, let me tell you this. I'm not trying to ask for a privilege here. Let me tell you one example. In the ongoing intra-South Sudanese leaders dialogue, which is also part of the process initiated by the mediators, like that we understand ourselves as South Sudanese, in that dialogue alone, we were divided into subcommittees and then subcommittees. So, how do you expect one person or 2 people to participate in 5 or 6 groups which are going to discuss entirely different issues that matter to our country? So the justice would be that South Sudanese taking part in this place, those who were invited in this program, to be represented in most of these subcommittees, such as PRM. Because we are here to tackle issues. We are not here to come and sit and enjoy tea or the weather of Nairobi and all that. No, we are not here for that. We are here to discuss and tackle issues affecting our country.
There are many other groups there. Why can't you lobby and build coalition with them and move forward, as opposed to you asking the mediator to bring 4 or 5 of your members on the table? Why can't you work with those who are there to build coalition and consensus around the issues?
We are here as different parties, as our invitations shows. We were invited as PRM.
If you are there for one agenda, that you want South Sudan to be peaceful, why are you not able to work with the others to address this issue of peace, as opposed to you calling on the mediators to bring more of your members on the group? Why can't you work with the rest to address the issues to do with peace? if you are there for peace.
The issue here, John, is not about, it's not about us. It's not about me, Lareka, or it's not about PRM. Okay? What I can tell you is that the rest of the oppositions, plus the PRM, we are working together. Almost most of the things that we raised are the same. I have no issue about that.
We also got an answer from the mediator that due to lack of enough money, not everybody can be on board.
Well, they did not rule it out. They did not tell us that they are not going to add our members. What they told us is that at the moment they have issues of the budget, which can be solved later. Our concern is that why later? This letter has dragged on for 3 weeks now. We want these people to participate.
You can still continue negotiating with the rest of the groups until when you sign a deal. Why is that difficult? Is it about peace or numbers
It's not about numbers. It's not about numbers.
You're asking for more of your members to be included at the talks. Isn't that about numbers?
Our request is in line with the principle of inclusivity that was demonstrated from day one when President Kiir made this announcement.